Welcome back to Farm Talk. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson, about 11 minutes away from the top of the hour. Going to push back our Technology Tuesday just a little bit, brought to you as a service by High Plains Apache. Today we're going to get an update on a topic we did several months ago. It's been a little while since we brought in Levi Otis. Well, we talked to Levi about politics. We haven't talked to him about QR posts in a while. And I went up on your website this morning, Levi, and holy cats, you guys are going to town to this website.
Yeah, I got to give my partner and brother-in-law a lot of credit. He's the developer. That's what he does in his day job, and he really takes what we learn in our focus groups with our farmers and hunters, and really takes it to task and writes some good website data.
Well, let's talk about it. Obviously, easy to find if you want to check this out. If you hear something that you like, you can certainly go to qrposts.com. For those that maybe are not familiar, because we haven't talked about it here in a little while, at least on this program, give people just a minute or two, Levi, and what your website is all about.
Yeah, so back during the posting law arguments in the North Dakota legislature, Kyle and I, we were trying to figure out how we could help the process of having to post your land, not having to post your land. You know, North Dakota is one of two states that require you to either put up a sign or now post it electronically. And a lot of people get confused with e-posting in North Dakota versus what we're doing or some of the other technology out there. And you have to post through North Dakota Game and Fish website or put up signs. And so what we did, no different than going to a restaurant and scanning a QR code to read a menu or make an order, we put a QR code on a posted sign. It's patent pending, so we're the only ones that can do it currently. And it puts you in touch with the farmer or the person that has the permission to post the land. And by then, by doing that, the farmer or the, let's call it a land manager, landowner, can respond whether you're allowed to hunt or not allowed to hunt. And he's allowed to charge. And a lot of our customers don't, because they believe in hunting. They just want to know who's on their land. So the hunter goes up to the sign, scans it, says, "Hey, this is Eric. Can I hunt your land?" Levi responds, "No. For whatever reason, I don't want to let you," or maybe I say yes, and mm-hmm. there's a liability waiver that you'd have to sign, and you get permission. Our payment processing is handled through Stripe, which is most of the restaurants and like food trucks or some sort of those kiosks that you see, or if you go to a flea market, most everybody uses Stripe. So when you pay, it goes into an account, and then the money's dispersed at midnight to your account. It's been highly useful. What we actually have that's kind of the biggest push lately is people that sign up their land on QR posts, and then they go to the North Dakota e-posting website. When they post their land in there, under the contact information, they tell people to go to QROutdoors.com for permission. Oh. And then the hunter has to go and click on the parcel of land that they want to hunt. And some farmers just set it to automatically deny. So it comes back and says, "Sorry, we're not taking requests at this time," because for whatever reason, the farmer doesn't want you on their land, and that's their business. It's private property rights. And then some automatically approve and say, "Go ahead and hunt. I don't want to be bothered, but I want to know who's on it and when they were on it." Yeah. And so we have a log of the people that hunt your property. And so if you go out there and there's huge ruts everywhere, garbage or fences cut down, at least you have a place to start on who is damaging ground. So, in a nutshell, it's just a easier way to communicate, and we put that communication choice in the farmer's hands, not the hunter's. There's over a dozen apps out there that give hunters the more information to track you as a farmer down than there is to help the farmer manage all the requests that they get. And boy, in North Dakota with our waterfowl hunting, we get a lot of requests on private property.
I just like the fact you got a lot of management tools on here, though. It's not just as simple as some pull-up calendar. I mean, you can. But you have revenue and all sorts of different
things.
Try
to eliminate excuses.
Right.
Right? Like, you know, just, I want to talk to somebody in person. Okay, put your phone number in there. I don't want to talk to anybody in person. They can text me. Well, we have a messaging tool in there, so they can message you back and forth without getting your cell phone number, right? If you want to meet them in person, you just tell them where you want to meet, right? So those are the things. We want to put the landowner back in control.
Okay.
It's a privilege to hunt private land, and I know it offends some hunters, but any other state that they hunt in, it's much harder to communicate, I would say. We're just putting the choice back into the landowner's hands.
Is there like a subscription or like, let's say if I'm listening right now, I was like, hey, I'd like to put my property up there. I don't know if I want to get into a whole big management thing, but is there a cost to get it simply put up on QR Post?
We're the worst business in the world because we do not charge any landowners to use it.
Oh, really?
We do not charge one landowner to sign up. We are private property rights minded. We want people to use it. When they use it, it'll grow. And, you know, the money will come later, but we are not charging landowners or farmers to use QR posts at all.
So are you at like the one year anniversary for this? Are you at about 1 year or is it, it was been longer than that?
Four.
We've been going
4 years and every year we've doubled in size. So,
okay.
Yeah. Now we're actually over 160,000 acres posted in like 7 or 8 states. We've got signs going every direction.
So what's the end result with this? Is this pretty much what you wanted, or do you see this growing into something else in the end?
Well, as you've seen by the website, it continues to evolve, you could call yourself a visionary all you want and wake up in 3 days and somebody comes to you with an idea and says, can you develop this and I'll sign up my ground? And that's what we've done, right? We've added multiple approvers. You know, there might be a guy and his brother that own the property and they both want to approve, or they just, you might know somebody and I don't, right? So you give the approval and, oh, Eric gave it, right? So they must be allowed to hunt. And then their farmhands know who's allowed to hunt on what property. So when they're driving around and working, they're aware that there's hunters out there hunting on property instead of just driving into a field and bullets blazing by and nobody really.
Yeah, I've been there in Minnesota before.
There was somebody hunting.
Back in the old days, where there was no rules. Well, there was supposed to be, but yeah, no doubt. Looks like you've got a lot of testimonials on your website as well. Again, qrpost.com. People want to check it out. And what would you say is the most well-liked thing? Feature about QR posts that people like?
Well, there's a couple, right? I think one of them is just knowing who's on your property, right? And having a name to track. If somebody doesn't respect your ground, then the next time you've got, you know, that person's name in your head, you're not going to let them. And that is a big one. Being able to set it to automatically deny or approve so you don't have to deal with the amount of phone calls. I was out riding with a buddy, and I bet you in just a couple hours he had 6 different phone calls of people asking if they could hunt. And that's quite a bit, right? Because he's got to figure out, okay, when do they want to hunt? When are they going to be there? I say yes to everybody. People get frustrated, and it's just a simple management tool, right? So he signed up all of his stuff, and he's been happy with it ever since. And, you know, he sends a link to his friends and family that want to hunt it, and so they just go in and basically sign in, and he knows that they're out there, and they know that they can hunt on those specific days, because that's another feature that the hunter gets a receipt for a specific day. Oh, geez, Eric, I don't know. The days go by. I think this is Tuesday, right?
Yes.
So if I gave you permission today, you get a receipt for today that's sent to your phone. That way, if I come out there on Friday and you're hunting and I say, can I see a receipt? Yep, here it is. Oh, no, this was for Tuesday. I gave you permission on Tuesday. I didn't give you permission for the rest of your life.
Right. No, that absolutely so makes sense. Okay. QRpost.com. It's good to get an update on it because I would tell people, and I'm running out of time here, but if they haven't checked you guys out in a little while, do so again. I know that the DNR has also got their sign-up period, so be a good time to check you guys out as well. All right, Levi, we'll have to catch up with you about other things soon. Well, I'm out of time. It's going to play music here. Sorry, sir. We'll catch up with you soon. Thanks, Levi.